Until I'm tiptoed you.com. The podcast about pop culture, black history, and spirituality. Yeah. It's about to be a great vibe. Dr. Tip. Gonna take it away. Till I'm tiptoed you.
Hey, y'all. Hey, it's your girl, Tip. Thank you for joining me for another edition of Tell 'Em Tip Told You, the podcast where I share with you all my musings about Black history, Black culture, and Black spirituality. I want to thank you for your patience with me last week as I was having some technical difficulties. I think things are back on track today. The sound is a little iffy for me, which lets me know I'm going to have to invest in some new equipment. But I am trying to be consistent with the posting, so I wanted to make sure I was here with you this week. But I do want to do this week a little bit differently. Here's what I want to do. So I am, if you haven't been able to tell, I'm trying to increase the quality of the podcast, both in sound, but especially in content, right? I want to really share with the community things that I think are important. And I want to share with you how I'm thinking about things for a couple of different reasons. If you followed me for a while, then you know that 19th century Black scholars really are my jam, right? I just love the way they thought. I love the way they shared their ideas and the way that their ideas enabled them to transcend geographical boundaries and build with one another in some powerful ways. And they were about institution building, which gets me to why this episode is going to be a little short this week. There are some things going on in the HBCU world right now that I think all of us need to be giving careful attention to, right? Especially those of us who know the importance of institution building generally and educational institutions specifically. Not only should we be building them, we should take the ones that we have and be protecting, preserving, and maintaining them, right? We should always be growing in what we are offering to our students and through our students to the community. And so there are some things happening in the legislature of a few states that I want us to be aware of, I want us to key in on, and I really want us to create some offline think tanks to deal with some of these issues. And so I'm really delving into making sure that next week's episode is one where I've really researched the different bills so that I could tell you how I understand them, so that I can call your attention to some different movements, some politicians, things like that, that we need to be watching. And I also want to make sure that I'm sharing with you how I'm thinking about it. So I want to give myself time to think. And if I had tried to do that today, it would be rushed and it wouldn't be to the quality that I'm trying to bring you now. And so I thank you for your patience in advance for next week's episode. I think it'll be a really good one. So make sure if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast that you do that for next week and let your friends know to be ready for that when it drops next Sunday. So what I wanted to do this week to avoid not posting anything, but to keep our word and our posting schedule, I wanted to share with you some poetry by Gwendolyn A. Mitchell. Now, not many of us know about Mitchell. She is a poet, but also an editor who worked very closely with Third World Press. And this is from her book of poetry, House of Women. This month, we're celebrating Women's History Month. I say it all the time. If you're going to get anything from me, it's going to be blackity, black, black, black. So I know that this is Women's History Month, but you know we celebrate it over here as Black Women's History Month. Not only that, this past week was International Women's Day. I'm going to talk a little bit about that next week, too, because I think there's some images in there that we have to pay attention to with Senator Britt's response to the State of the Union this past week and what images that's presenting to voting women and some things I see in terms of disinformation and misinformation campaigns that are happening on social media. I think it's really important for us to remember the critical nature of womanness in a society and in a culture. Women carry culture, right? We teach it to the students, to students too, but to the children, we protect it, we create it. And so it's important for us to think about women in particular right now. But I wanted to share with you a couple of poems by Gwendolyn Mitchell. Again, if you're new to her, I hope that these speak to you as well as I do. Again, they come from her book, House of Women. And this is Gwendolyn A. Mitchell. The first poem I want to share with you is called Book Learning. When my great aunt Lizzie was 18 and colored, her first paying job was cleaning toilets in a store that wouldn't allow her to come through the front door. If she had a book then, she says she wouldn't read it because they'd be writing books for the wrong people. I wanted to share that one with you because as an educator, there are many of us who are lamenting. It's almost like a general apathy towards literacy that our younger people have. And I'm reading Mitchell's words and I'm hearing their voice, right? That many times they're not reading because the things that they're being force-fed in our schools are written for other people, right? So why would you want to read something that has nothing to do or that you perceive as having nothing to do with your own existence, especially with all that's going on in your world right now? Why would you want to consume something that you see as having no benefit to you or your people, right? So just hold that. Again, that's book learning. When my great aunt Lizzie was 18 and colored, her first paying job was cleaning toilets in a store that wouldn't allow her to come through the front door. If she had a book then, she said she wouldn't read it because they'd be writing books for the wrong people. I just think about young folk when you read that, right? But the next poem I want to, and this is the last one I'm going to share before we go. The next poem is called House of Women. It's the poem that the book is written for or named for. I'm sorry. And again, this is something that's been heavy on my mind lately, which is lineage, the importance of lineage. All right. So again, this is House of Women. I come from a house of women, so no one ever told me that I should not. If I could, why not? Girl, you do it. Sing if you want to, but where did you get that song? Mamas, babies, and shortening bread chant from the second level piano music book with a fill in the color picture of girls, their hair in short bowed plaits, and a round apron woman. My mother never made shortening bread, and she would tell me the word has a G on the end. I want to hear you say it when you sing. But sing if you want to, or write your own fair tale of ever after. Once or twice upon a clock is ticking. The moment is marked in volumes above. Shout. We can all shout in joyful noise, make with ease. It is our blood. Blues on the inside. Hide your soul and sing the night chorus. How strong you look by the moon. How gentle the talk like whisper. Watch. Wait. You rehearse the woman sounds. The voice is hushed to tears. By morning is seen a woman working. She knows the source of sacred song. Again, that's Gwendolyn Mitchell. I want to thank you for joining me for this abbreviated episode today. And I hope you sing with full-throated joy your own sacred song. Make it a good one, y'all. Tell them to talk to you.